Welcome to the Kanakuk Podcast. We hope you'll be encouraged to have an I'm Third approach as you navigate marriage, family, leadership, and spiritual growth. If you're new to our conversation, welcome. It's so great to have you. Let's jump in.
You know, the last Kanakuk Podcast, we had this dynamic woman, Jenny McClendon, and, you know, we all knew her as a Kanakuk counselor, and now we're getting to know her as a hopeful mom and a mom of now sextuplets. I can't even say the word. And she's talking about her journey. And so we're going to take up where we left off on the last portion of our journey.
And Jenny, I know you have such a heart to just encourage moms and get to give so much of the wisdom of what the Lord has taught you in being a mom. Is there something that you feel like a message the Lord has given you specifically of encouragement to moms?
Yeah, this was really amazing to me. When I had the sextuplets, and so they were in the NICU for 5 weeks, and then, you know, one by one, in a week's time, I went from zero to six kids, and when they were 5 weeks old. And in that 5 weeks, I was still really sick. I had severe postpartum depression, and I just had, I would sit there just sobbing under a blanket every day, like, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, I'm never going to be enough, I'm never going to be enough, just kind of crying out to the Lord. It was probably just a week before they were coming home, but it was so clear to me. You know, there's times in your life, there's only a few times, I mean, the Lord's talking to us all the time, but there's a few times where it's like so specific, and you know, and he goes, Jenny, he goes, you are not enough. He said, but I am enough. Mm-hmm. And you will be, I will be with you the whole. And that just, I was like, okay, you're right. I'm not enough. And it's okay that I'm not enough. And it just, my whole life, I really am not enough. You know, it's, how are we enough for every little thing that they need and all the heart cries and all the, all, you know, just raising even the sex up at the 18 years old and what we went through when they were 13 and 15 and 16 and five. And I mean, all the ages, like we don't feel enough when we have one. So multiply that times six, but we don't have to be enough. And I think that was the best thing I want every mom to know is that we're not enough, but Jesus is. And anywhere you fail, anywhere you fall, he will pick up the pieces and he is there. And he will be there and sustain them.
Mm. Amen and amen and amen. I mean, how many days as moms are you in the midst of a sea of toys and piles of laundry and you just feel like you can't do it all? And that is the sweetest message and the deepest truth that we need to know of just, we're not enough. We can't do it all. We can't be it all. But he is enough. He is enough.
Amen. Well, yes.
And so take us, I mean, you did the impossible, unsurmountable. I know there's going to be moms that are listening to this that are like, golly, I thought I was going to lose my mind with one or with two, and you did six, and then have added other kids into your family. Tell us a little bit about being a mom now that you're past the infant stage, you're past the newborn and bottles, now being a mom of 10. Tell us what challenges you face and where you see the Lord in it.
When my kids were little, the sextuplets were little, I had another, my son Cash is 12 and my son Walker is 8. And like you, when you said you were kind of sad about the, not sad, but like sometimes you get pregnant and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this again. That's how I felt with Walker, number 8, or the 10th child. And, you know, you just go through this, like I was 42. I'm like, and yet I had six. It's like a marathon. You get to 22 miles. And you can't make the last four, really. You just ran 22. You mm-hmm. can do it. But anyways, I feel like when they were younger, I worked full time, very, very hard. I'd work nights in the emergency room. So I'd work like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. so that I could be home during the days with the kids and then, you know, flip-flop with my husband. So you could imagine how exhausting that was, how tired you are. And I would just drive to work just sobbing like, Lord, I just want to be home with my babies. I just want to be home. And I'd tell my mom and I'd cry and pray and cry and pray and cry and pray. And she's like, honey, she's like, I know you think that they need you right now. She goes, but they really are going to need you when they get older. The Lord in his infinite wisdom, I got into telemedicine when the sextuplets were like 7. And by the time of 2018, I was able to quit all my jobs out of the house to be into the house, just seeing patients on the phone. And then, of course, COVID hit. So then everybody saw, you know, so the Lord just allowed me to transition and be home through these years. And then I was able to retire altogether about a year and a half ago. And I can tell you what, being home with my kids the last, 2025? So since 2018, like 7-8 years has been, my mom was right. They get to this age and they don't need all the little stuff that they need when they're little, but man, they need their moms and dads to be present. And so I think that's what I've learned the most is just, I hang out in the kitchen a lot and I just wait for, you know, especially teenagers, they only want you when they want you. They don't want you when you want them. And so you just kind of hang out and you kind of wait for them to come to you when they're ready. So it's just been a fun journey to kind of see the Lord. If you want something, pray about it. Pray about it. I have prayed. I mean, obviously, I prayed like crazy to have babies. And then I had all these babies. And then I prayed like crazy to be able to be home. And then he opened the door for me to be home. I mean, it wasn't overnight. It was years of just seeking the Lord, but being faithful in that, you know, but waiting on him. What is it? The Lord longs to be gracious to you. He rises to show you compassion. Our God is a just God. Blessed are those who wait. I memorized every verse on waiting in the Bible in my age. And he is so faithful. Like, he's so faithful. And so, you know, you may be in a difficult season, but don't stop seeking the Lord in it.
Kind of a last word that I would love to hear you comment on. I've been talking to a lot of moms lately, a lot of moms. And as you say, you know, little kids have little problems, big kids have big problems. And I think if there's ever a job in the world that we as men would agree is the most important job in the world is to see our wives be moms of our kids. There's nothing bigger, nothing more important. And as I've been talking to all these moms lately of our camp kids, you know, I just see a lot of moms hitting the wall and the wall of, I can't do this. And, you know, they've got kids that are just now starting to drive, and they've got kids that are just now starting to date. And they've got kids that don't have good Christian friends around them, and they feel desperate because their kids are starting to get into the iPhone world and the social world, and they're not well supported like they are at camp. Would you talk just about how with six kids, hello, and then four more as the years went by, how you develop the heart for Christ? Because you and I know as parents, there's so much out there that we can't do for our kids. Only Jesus can do it for them. How did you develop the heart for the Word and the heart for Christ so that he could be their guide in their teenage years, that he could be their protector, that he could be their best friend in their teenage years? Mm-hmm. How did you take time to do that?
That's a really long answer, but I'll try to shorten it up. So I can tell you this, Joe, this is something that is really amazing to me. When I went to K2 for the first time, I've always loved the Word, but you dressed up as Paul and you had memorized Philippians, and you memorized the whole book, and you spoke it as if you were Paul. And you always said, you know, there's all these books in the world, and I'm not saying reading other books is bad or whatever, but it's really just the Bible. Like, you really don't need any other book. It is the Word. And that was hugely impressed upon my heart back in the summer of whatever that was, 1996, at camp for the first time. So I took that, and I remember that summer, and the next summer I had friends at camp and we'd memorized the book of James. And I got this love for memorizing the Word. Well, then, okay, let's fast forward. The Lord was super gracious to me. When I was pregnant, I read one book. I read one book, and it was like this big, and it was called The Family Blessing. I don't know how I got it. I don't know where I got it. I don't know anything. But the whole thing was, the guy was talking about how in the Old Testament, the fathers bless their children. And he talked about memorizing scripture and speaking that scripture over your child every night. So I picked, like, I can tell you that, I mean, I have a long blessing that I literally have spoken, and he said, when your kids leave the home, when they're out of the house someday, they will call home to get your blessing. From the day my kids were born, I've spoken that blessing over them every single night, and it's just the word. The Lord's word does not return void. It does not return void. It will come to pass. You can doubt. You can have fear. My kids have gone through it. I've gone through hard times. You need to interview the sex couplets, really, because where they are with the Lord today, 18, is beyond my comprehension. He has been so good, but it hasn't always been that way. But his word will, you just speak it. You speak it, you speak it, you speak it, you pray it, you speak it, you pray it, you speak it over and over and over. Even if you feel like it's not working, it is working, because he promises his word will not return void. And that, to me, is been everything. And my kids, I can genuinely say they love Jesus. I mean, my 18-year-olds, they're on social media proclaiming the name of the Lord constantly. Like, they're way bolder than I am.
Wow.
It's incredible. But to say it's not that they've all, we've gone through hard times at 13 and 14 and 15 and 16. Like, we've gone through it, but you don't stop speaking and praying the word over their life. And if they don't want to hear it, then you go in when they're sleeping and you put your hand over them and you speak that word over them.
Gosh, I don't think there's any greater encouragement for moms that we don't have to read 50 self-help books, but we need the word. We got to love the word. We got to speak the word over our kids, and he is enough. And you said that so well. We're not enough. We'll never be enough, but he is enough. And we need the word, and we're going to speak the word over our kids. Jenny, that is powerful and truly encouraging as moms. Your story is obviously extraordinary in how the Lord made you a mom, and now you're 10 kids in the process. But I love that at the heart of it is this simple message of just what God did, his truth, and how his truth and a love of the word can change us and can change our kids. And praise the Lord for your story. What an encouragement to me, and I know truly an encouragement to so many others. Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing just a few pieces of your story with us.
You are so welcome. I'm so happy to do it and so happy to talk to you guys.
So, Jenny, as you just led us, I'm going to pray a blessing from the word. Not that my prayer is anything, but as you said, God's word is everything. And so I want to pray a blessing over yourself, over Rachel, my daughter who's over here producing the show, and every mom who's listening. May the Lord bless you, Jenny. And may
the Lord
keep you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance unto you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. And for this reason, moms, for this reason, we bow our knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives his name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, moms, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints was the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations. Amen.
Amen. Joe, that's how my blessing starts out over my kids.
Oh.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. I love it so much.
Best coincidence.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
And so thank you all for listening.
We hope today's conversation left you encouraged, strengthened, and empowered. If you haven't had a chance, please subscribe to our podcast today to stay up to date with the latest episodes. If this podcast has helped you in any way, please consider rating us, writing a review, or sharing it with others so we can continue to build you up with an I'm Third approach to marriage, family, leadership, and spiritual growth. For more information about the podcast, visit canacuckpodcast.com. And for more information about Canacuck, you can visit canacuck.com.